Now, tomorrow night on BBC Two, part three of a specially commissioned drama set in Hull will be broadcast. It's called Flood, and it's the story of what happens when the world is destroyed and how those who survive try to make it new again. Part one was online. You might have seen this. It was released in February, and you had to watch a little clip online. Part two was a live drama on Victoria Dock, and now part three is going to be a television play broadcast tomorrow night. Well, it's been produced by Yorkshire Theatre Company Slung Low, and we've been speaking to the artistic director Alan Lee and lead actor Nadia Imam about the projects from an initial idea to this third part.
Your story is of a future flood, of first of water that takes over the world and causes people to flee Europe, and then of people, so those people start to inundate our city as well as the water. And then at the end of part two, what people experienced was the great wave that destroyed everything. So really it's the story about being first of all inundated by water and then being inundated by people.
And you spent a lot of your time in the water, I understand, Nadia, as part of this.
Yeah, I'm in the water quite a lot, and part two, we jumped in the water at the end and it was raining through a lot of the show. And then part three, we're in the water quite a lot because the world has been destroyed. So there's no land anymore and the flood has come.
Was there ever a point when you thought, give me a nice warm theatre auditorium? Or
No, that's really boring.
Yeah.
You don't win any medals like that.
That's right.
Ask some controversial questions, doesn't it, this? Because you say that a flood causes people to have to try and move, but you're actually linking this to the people that we see on the television who are fleeing their countries in life jackets. We see them in the orange life jackets. And you're saying that this could really, trying to prove that this could be any of us.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's what theatre does at its best, is it doesn't provide policy or answers, it asks questions in ways that make us reevaluate that question, they make it more personal. And so the idea that the bodies washing up on our beaches aren't abstract statistics on news is actually people that we know, that we have to make that decision. And we see that in three as well, where we see the people of Hull, who are actually played by the brilliant volunteers of 2017, that those people have to decide whether to let someone into their boat or not. Those things that we think are matters of current affairs or news are actually made personal. And I think when we're firing on all cylinders, that's what theatre's meant to do.
Being in Hull is incredible this year. There's so much going on. We've had a really great response from a lot of people who are around us, because the dock that we're working in is on a residential estate. So we've become really friendly with the people who live there. A lot of people in Hull have become very familiar with us, all the volunteers who are just fantastic. And so there's just a really great reception. It's a great place to be.
Was it always, Alan, meant to be three parts, this, and three very different parts to it?
Yeah, that was the brief from Martin Green, was to make something for Hull 2017 that we couldn't make anywhere else, and to make a piece of work that you're not going to be able to see anywhere else, that has an ambition that can only be met by the capital of culture of that entire country. And so to make a story that starts as an internet video, that then becomes a live show, and now it's going to be on BBC Two, and then in October we come back and the whole story is told in an evening, a kind of omnibus is done live and on phones. That's incredibly exciting, because we wouldn't be able to do that without the partnership with Hull 2017.
Now, the first parts can be seen on the Hull 2017 website. So you're up to speed. And then part three on BBC Two tomorrow at 10 p.m.
Well, thank you for all of your suggestions for our 5 to